often struck Haiti? And is geese going to leave Caribbean bananas behind? I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Guyanese people were today trying to come to grips with the 1991 budget, which was announced on Wednesday. This budget sees the Guyana dollar slashed from its previous ratio of 45 Guyanese dollars to 1 US dollar, to the new figure of 101.7 Guyanese dollars to a single US dollar. As Sharif Khan reports from Georgetown, commuters using the public transport system were the first to feel the impact of the budget as gasoline prices skyrocketed.
Public transportation is in chaos in and around this capital city this evening as operators of taxis and buses, forced to pay higher gas bills, await new official fare structures. Gasoline has moved from about $94 a gallon to almost $145 a gallon. A 20-pound cylinder of cooking gas, which was about 308 Guyana dollars, will now cost $607. And the cost of a 100-pound cylinder moves from about $900 to just less than $3,000. The cost of basic food items, such as sugar and salt, has doubled. And this weekend, the impact is going to spread even further. Mr. Greenwich has promised pay increases to public sector workers in his package. And these increases will move the average daily wage to just about 75 U.S. cents. Prior to the budget, the minimum wage was about 45 Guyana dollars a day, the equivalent of 1 U.S. dollar. But with the devaluation and the budgetary increase in the minimum wage, the daily average earning will now be 75 U.S. cents. So now a minimum wage earner who wants to purchase a 100-pound cylinder of cooking gas will have to fork out the equivalent of 40 days' wages.
Not unexpectedly, Guyana's opposition parties have pounced on the 1991 budget and the devaluation to press home their claims that the government's two-year-old economic recovery program has been an abject failure. Dr. Chedi Jagan, leader of the main opposition People's Progressive Party, summoned on terminology from the Gulf War to describe the 1991 budget.
I would describe this budget as a Scud missile of Desmond Hoyt. There's been a negative instead of a targeted positive economic growth rate, with severe declines in production levels of sugar, rice, livestock, and bauxite. The 50% increase in wages and salaries will bring the minimum wage to about $75, which is less than 75 cents U.S. per day, about the lowest in Latin America and the Caribbean. This new wage is well below the 193 Guyana dollars per day demanded by the TUC before the 1990 budget. Since then, two devaluations and inflation are making mincemeat out of the working people's living standards.
Dr. Chedi Jagan. His assessment of the budget was shared by economist Dr. Clive Thomas of the Working People's Alliance.
I think this is further evidence that the economic recovery program would not work because of the political and social context in which it is being implemented. We believe that the budget now indicates more than ever that with an illegal government, it is important that the powers that be that are supporting this regime significantly, with an inflow of funds, review their positions and see if democratic reform is not a necessary precondition for continued aid and support to the regime in Guyana.
Dr. Clive Thomas of the WPA. The president of Guyana's Manufacturers Association, Kim Kassoun, was less harsh on the government's budget. He viewed the minimal increase in public sector wages as an unofficial way of cutting the country's bloated bureaucracy.
What you have to do is look at the budget in a broader sense. The government may not be able to fire people in the public sector. If you raise wages to an extent where people feel comfortable in the public sector, you may be left with a top-heavy public sector. And by having a rate lower than that offered in the private sector, you may have a movement out of the public sector into the private sector, where I think employment is at this point in this country's history needed. And you may increase the level of productivity.
In a sense, then, are you supporting it as a good budget?
Well, it's not a matter of supporting it as a good budget or a bad budget. There are good points, there are bad points for manufacturers. As I mentioned just now, the fact that government is now making, I think, a determined effort to curtail their expenditure. And one has to think here about the embassies abroad that they say some of them will now be no longer in existence. That sends a good message to us. Right? On the other hand, I think the manufacturing sector expected a little bit more.
In his first press conference since taking office, Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide rejected foreign models of development, and he called upon the rich to collaborate with the poor in the reconstruction of Haiti. We have this report from Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince.
I am not a communist, he said. I respect communists. Aristide had been criticized after his state visit to France in January for having expressed his admiration of Fidel Castro. My social policy will be neither French nor Cuban, but Haitian.